Speech to Engineering Apprentices. On the occasion of the opening of the Advanced Vocational School in Zlín, 1923. I welcome you today as the future representatives of heavy industry in this newly opened Vocational School of Engineering, where you will acquire the necessary theoretical knowledge. Your principal classroom remains, of course, the workshop. But when you add to the practical knowledge acquired there the theory you learned here, you will become well-rounded people. Many of you might not even realize the importance of the school for you. The present times are very difficult, and if our industry is to remain productive and competitive on the world markets, it needs in the first place efficient, well-qualified, and experienced workers. You should therefore endeavor to acquire those qualities. We have engaged excellent specialists to be your teachers. Try to profit from their qualifications as much as possible. Do not attempt to find faults with them, should they have any. Do your best to learn from their experience. Do not copy the attitude of some students in other schools, who watch for every wrong step their teachers make. I had a schoolmate who excelled in this attitude. Much later, I met him when we were both returning from America. He was not overly enthusiastic about that country and enumerated all the shortcomings and inadequacies he found there. He forgot, though, to mention the good and useful things. I must admit frankly that I have not even noticed the faults he talked about. While all my experience was good, all of his was bad. Therefore, do not try to imitate people with such bad habits. A person paying attention only to picayune-ish matters concerning others does not have time for useful things important to himself. Take as an example the life of our President Masaryk. He started as one of you. Let him be your guiding light. The proper and orderly functioning of our modern machine equipment depends on you, future workers. A good machine is executing all tasks required at present. But look back to the past. In antiquity, one was slaving for another. In the Middle Ages, horses replaced the slaves. In our times, the work is done by machines. Many of you know that in our power plant, one small machine produces 3,000 horsepower, and that exactly is your task, to build machines, the modern horses. Consequently, I exhort you, take the job seriously, approach work lovingly. Do not consider it a course. Remember that your work creates prosperity for you and all the others. Follow firmly your goal and you will be successful. Nazdar.